Another aspect of it is demonizing labor. So a major element in the huge public relations propaganda after the Second World War, you know, was strictly demonizing labor. And the labor movement knew that. You know, there was a fairly substantial labor press even then, as late as the 1950s. There were still about 800 labor newspapers, which are reaching maybe 20 or 30 million people a week. You know, not commercial media, but pretty substantial. And they're interesting reading, too. They were trying to, as they put it, provide... This is just... I'm not talking about anything radical. You know, it's like no left-wing press or anything. Just labor newspapers. You know, the conservative American labor movement. We're talking about developing antidotes to the poisons of the kept press, commercial media, who were demonizing labor at every opportunity and trying to undermine our achievements and glossing over the crimes of the corporate rulers who run the society, you know, stuff like that.